Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so Katie, you got a story. You got a dilemma going on in your life.
What?
Oh, man.
I have many. That's why I'm like,
so many.
Specify what you mean
mostly
by that.
Mostly the one we talked about 30 seconds before we went on the air. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah, how I started up my new app.
Nope.
Not that one. Okay. Again, so many dilemmas going on in the world of Katie.
We literally talked about it 30 seconds before we went on the air.
My short-term memory?
Nope, that's not it. I'm going to make it uncomfortable. I'm going to make you guess.
You make
Josh, do you remember what we were talking about?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. Are you kidding me?
What are we talking about? You guys, don't do this to me. It's a Monday.
What were you looking at on your phone before we went on the air? What was all that?
Okay, that was kind of funny. I'm not going to lie.
What
the things that come out of her mouth, I don't understand.
I'm gonna remind you so we can get into it.
Okay, because there's a lot of dilemmas in my
life. We need, you know those little bags, like when you go to comedy shows that they put your phones in?
Yeah,
we need those for the studio, definitely.
What do you
mean? So you guys can put your phones in them. All right, so we are talking about your Airbnb dilemma.
Oh, there's that one too. I have many dilemmas, Jer. I don't know why you're coming at me right now.
If I ever leave, this thing's going down faster than the Titanic.
Hey, job security, man.
Yeah, if I ever leave the show, contract's up in February.
You got to rein us in. That's your job. You drive it.
You're going to be at the bottom of the ocean with the Titanic. All right, tell everybody about your Airbnb dilemma, Katie. If you even remember.
I do remember. I'm actually going somewhere this upcoming weekend with a group of friends, right? And there's five of us. And the Airbnb that we're getting, the total is $700. So in my little mind, I'm like, well, boop, boop, deep up. We're going to divide that $700 by five. Since there's five of us, right? Wouldn't you think that's the way we're going? Yeah. Well, apparently, since I'm going with two couples, right? So it's a couple and another couple and me. And they're like, well, we're just going to divide it by rooms. Since there's three rooms in this Airbnb, you pay for one room. Then the other couples pay for the other rooms. So now it is this Airbnb.
So you're totally the fifth wheel on
that's
this.
That's being divided by three. And I have to pay twice, essentially, because there's only one of me. And I just don't like this. I'm like, but I'm only taking up the same amount of space. I get that
right.
I need a bed by myself. But, yeah, I'm okay. I'll shack up with one of you. Let's make it fun, right? Like, if it's going to save me money.
So you're saying it should be $140 per person,
yes,
versus $233.
Yes. Exactly. Don't you
split
think?
Split over the three rooms.
Isn't that the way you would break it down? I mean, and so that is my argument with them. And they're like, well, I mean, you're taking the whole room. I'm like, well, yeah, but the way I thought about it in my brain when we were talking about all of this, I'm like, absolutely, I will split an Airbnb for $700 between five people, and that's where it was justified to me.
Now
so
I'm
now
starting
it's
to change my thoughts on this, because when you originally told me, I was like, oh, yeah, five people spread across. So
well,
it's $140
but couples
each. But now we're talking, I didn't know.
What do you mean?
Well, it kind of makes sense to, if it's a couple,
it's a
they're,
couple they're joints.
One joint.
Yeah.
Like,
joint.
But it's still five people. It's still five of us going
in. That's like your girl math right now. I don't know.
On this Airbnb, why do I have to pay twice? I'm so not on board with it at all. And maybe it's just
well, just think, are these married couples?
No, they're all just dating. I think one of them is engaged, actually, but the other one is just dating. And then there's me. And this is my life a lot of times.
But it's kind of, I mean,
I don't know.
I'm trying
know
to be gentle about
this.
It's
you
like
are.
It's not their fault you don't have somebody
I know
special.
It's not the way
it's
you
your fault.
It. No, it's not anybody's
it's
fault, but I just thought when you think about an Airbnb, the total price, you would split it between five people that are going because you're all going to enjoy the kitchen. You're all going to enjoy the living room, just the outdoor setting. You know what I mean? All of those things you're enjoying as an individual person,
I
not
know
as a couple. The only
it
thing
still feels,
that they're
feels
sharing
weird
is
the bed
or the room. Like, we still have to use the same bathroom. We still have to use all the same amenities. It is just
but you are
the
just
bedroom
paying for a three-bedroom place. So the cost, now that I'm thinking about it, should just be across the three bedrooms. You're paying. That's essentially like your little hotel room for the night is the bedroom.
But it's the whole
house. So if
house
you were to go out that's and get a hotel, it would be probably $200.
But that's the difference between an Airbnb is you split the cost of the whole house. You're not just breaking it down by bedroom. Again, this is my thought process.
I know.
If
I can
I'm
see
wrong,
both sides of this.
Tell me now so I don't go into this weekend like,
all pissed
wait
off.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
So what's the difference we're looking at? It's 233.
Oh, someone wants to come with me, and then we can split the room.
So you're going to be out like $93.
I mean,
so
yeah.
The only thing you can do is make it worth your while, like set up shop out on the couch somewhere, like really spread out in the house. And
claim it as yours.
Take
no,
advantage
rude,
of the extra
right?
$93.
Isn't that rude, though?
Or
isn't
just get a boyfriend for the weekend. Like, you're on the Tinders
yeah,
now.
You're on the Hinges.
It'll cost
the
hinges you $93 to come hang out with Katie this weekend.
Well, I mean,
don't you have a friend that would go with? Take Josh.
Well.
We'd have to share a bed.
Well. Oh, he'll sleep with anybody.
Check with the well.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if that's a dick on Josh or me.
Yeah, actually.
Come on.
Actually,
what is it?
The longer
sure.
I thought about that, it was me first and then Katie.
Josh will sleep with anybody, Katie. Your chances are pretty good.
I'm a good time.
Josh.
Bring a dog or
Let's
something.
Go.
I don't know. A little quick getaway to where are you going, Palisade?
Yeah.
Get you some peaches.
Peach Fest.
Mm. She's got a little Airbnb dilemma, though. Do a quick recap for everybody.
Yeah.
Katie?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. No, so I'm going to an Airbnb this weekend. Don't
did
laugh.
You, were you, quick question. Sorry, were you, what? Did you happen to sit in the parking lot this morning before we started
Stop
working,
it.
Like huff a can of
it's
spray
Monday.
Paint?
Monday. Sometimes
what is
it
wrong
takes
with you
me
today?
A minute.
Were you huffing paint
Stop.
Before the show?
Stop. No.
Model glue?
No. Maybe this weekend, but not before
your
the
shoes?
Show. Jeez.
Hey,
I'm
Katie,
way
give
more
us a quick recap about your Airbnb
okay.
dilemma.
So, myself and four of my friends are going to get an Airbnb, so five total, and it's going to cost us $700. And I thought we were going to split that five ways, but now it's come to my attention that they want to split it per couple. So, since there's two couples involved and then myself, they're like, well, one couple will pay a third, the other couple will pay a third, and then I'm stuck with a third of the cost because I don't have another person with me. And I think that that's really unfair.
So she's
we're
looking
going by
at
by bedrooms.
$233 versus $140. So.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
That's a big difference. What do you think she should do about this, or how should she pay? Phone lines are open, 303-691-1649. I definitely want to talk to Jordan, Deb, and Justin on the line. Let's go to Jordan first. Hi, Jordan.
Hi there.
Hey, girl. All right, so what should Katie do about this Airbnb dilemma?
It should totally be per person.
Okay.
I agree with Katie.
Why?
Thank you.
Why should it be per person?
Here's my thought, is that if everybody was coupled up, then that's really, it makes sense. But why would you make your friend feel like a fifth wheel and make them pay more for your stay?
Right?
But
like,
the nice thing, like,
if you have someone in your group who's not attached
yeah.
for whatever reason, they should
oh.
definitely
Jordan,
shut up, Jeremy.
There are
shut
so
up, Jeremy.
Many reasons.
We don't
As
need
to why
get it.
She is
no,
not attached.
Yeah, thank
no,
you.
Jordan,
okay.
There are so many reasons, my friend. But listen to this. Katie should be paying the full amount because she is getting an entire bedroom to herself. She doesn't even have to share it with anybody. So she's actually getting the better deal. She has an entire bedroom.
I mean, I don't disagree, but they're her friends, right?
Yes.
Like, come on.
Well, and not only that, but when you think about it, Jordan, when you're thinking
out.
About like the extra that I actually get, I get an extra half of the bed and then the room, they get the same size room. They're just having to share it.
You,
so it's just like, that's the difference.
Do you get your own bathroom?
I don't think so. I think there's just one bathroom to share. So
well, then I would.
So what are you guys going to do about the food situation?
I think
everyone buying food for the house, but yet you get to eat for two.
And that's the thing. I think we're going out to eat a lot.
You will anyway.
So that I know.
Maybe you
me.
Don't know. Maybe they'll spit you some appetizers. They'll buy you something.
Maybe.
Are you all riding up together?
Well, and that's the thing is I am helping out with gas because we're kind of carpooling in a sense. So maybe they could help me with that. Like there's ways. But
if that's the case, they should be good friends and say, Katie, don't worry about gas. We got gas since you're paying double for the room.
And maybe that would happen. We don't know. Maybe like when we start rolling up there, they'll be like, oh, it's fine, you know, but I'm just stuck on the, wait a minute, I'm paying for the whole room, you know?
Jordan, thank you so much for your call. We really, really appreciate you. The phone lines are lighting up like crazy. People are passionate about this. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning. Well, I love your show.
Well, we love you
Thanks,
for calling
Deb.
In. Come here, give me a tongue kiss.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. Got it in my eye, Dad.
Maybe you two should get the room.
You're all over them. Hold on. Let me give you a towel here, Dad.
Right?
All right. So,
that was fun.
I know. It was good
wanna
for me.
Want to come stay up in Palisade, Deb?
Yeah. Katie's got some room.
Yes, in her. I do. I was calling in to say you should take me. But no, I'm kidding. I am single, obviously. And I
liked that
I
part.
Think that you should take a friend. And then split that. I mean, you got lots of friends, girl, right?
Yeah.
You would have a really good time with your friends.
Take
and
your daughter.
And I know this jerk in Chicago, forget about him.
Yeah, I forgot
oh, that
already.
Guy. That guy's long gone, Deb.
Yeah, we don't like that guy
I know,
anymore.
But still, you...
I'm
you
afraid
know,
you're
you
going
to
cuss.
Go through that.
Deb, I'm afraid
oh,
you're
going to
say I'm going to put you on hold, Deb. Thank you for calling. You're the best. I feel like an F-bomb's going to slip out of her.
Well, Deb, I don't blame her.
Have a good Monday, Deb. You could take your daughter. Take your daughter with you.
I was thinking about that.
She's
like,
always trying to mooch off you. Why
wouldn't
you take your daughter?
She would love.
Here's Justin. Hi, Justin.
What's up, buddies?
What's up, buddies?
On?
All right, what's Katie going to do about this Airbnb? Is she just going to shut up and pay the cost or make a stink about it?
Well, I mean, she could take me. I'll pay some of it, too. I'll pay half of it, and I'll sleep on the couch, but I have to be able to bring my motorcycle because I'll be riding the motorcycle most of the time.
You going to bring your hog?
No. I don't ride Harleys. I ride street bikes.
Oh.
I got a GSXR 750 and a FZ6R.
Oh, Katie loves the SR692.
Do you wear ankle socks?
No, I wear high socks. I'll wear it to the knees.
Oh, okay.
What, you like ankle socks?
I like ankle socks, especially on a motorcycle. I don't know why. But
sorry, Justin, you're out.
No, well, that's fine.
Well, see you later.
Oh. No, but I do like...
You kind of feel like you're getting screwed because you got to pony up more cash for your room. So, I mean, it's kind of on you a little bit. But...
because I'm picky? Sure. So...
Hi, Kendra.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're super dupes. We're doing really good. So Katie's all fired up about this Palisade Peach getaway. What do you think she should do about the cost of this Airbnb?
She should absolutely make a stink because the way I see it is she said that one was just dating and one was engaged, so they're not married. Their finances are not tied. It should 100% be priced per person.
Okay. And I see a lot of that. I see people saying if they're not married, if it's just a dating situation. I didn't realize that was a qualifier, but I'm digging it because it's in my favor. But is that
but is
kind
it
of
a committed?
You should 100%, not have to pay more just because they're a couple.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are saying this on the text line because they're not married, because it is just them dating or even just engaged at this point, that is a reason I should be able to say
yeah,
something.
But I feel, have they been together for a long time? It's like they're married. I mean, you're engaged, I mean, you're
well,
a couple.
No, not legally, because they could easily break up and then their finances are separate.
That's kind of people are saying that the finances.
There's so many
the
caveats
here.
There's so many rules.
I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea that Airbnbs were like
this.
Oh
no, because I've seen it happen, and I think 100%. If they're married, then yes, it should be priced as one because then their finances are the same.
Because
but
two
if
become
not
one.
Even legally, if they're not even legally married, it should be priced per person.
All right. Kendra, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a great Monday. All right, there's Kendra. Let's talk to Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning, buddy. Well, should Katie make a fuss about the cost?
Man, I got to start by saying, Brandon, avid ankle sock wearer here. I got to get on your good side because I'm about to get on your bad side.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Straight up, girl, three rooms, three ways, without a doubt. However, like, since I'm, a gentleman, or since, like, I'm real and I could see how that would hurt you as my friend to take the hit and have to pay a little more for your portion of your private room, by the way,
what I would do
is, as part of the two couples, I would go out to dinner one night and have the two couples pick up the check for dinner.
Okay.
There you go. And say,
okay.
Katie, order yourself a steak tonight.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's go out to eat whatever, you know what I mean? And us two couples will do this. But, fair is fair is fair is friends, so
yeah.
Whatever that means.
Or do you like the scenario, Brandon, where apparently they're all splitting gas, too? Like, I would be like, Katie, don't worry about the gas. Like, don't worry about chipping in for gas.
Well, is the gas three ways for the couples, or is the gas five ways? For the people?
I know, exactly. It seems like everything.
So confused. How is that working?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
I would actually take that argument back to the table if I was Katie doing the room thing. If they're like, wait a minute, so we're splitting gas five ways, but we're splitting the room three. That's kind of funny.
Oh, there's some ammunition for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you got to be consistent.
Brandon, we appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, you had some really
very
good
logical
stuff.
And keep rocking those socks.
And send
dude.
Me a picture of your ankles. I know.
Oh, she's into ankles. Oh, yeah. Personally, if it was me, I'd take my own vehicle so I wouldn't have to sit with all these people.
Well, I think I get that, but I don't want to take my car out there. You know, I'm on my car right now.
Angelo.
Yes.
Yes. It's you, buddy. You're on the air. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a Monday. The sun's shining, and it's not going to rain.
Life is good, buddy. Life is good. And now you're a radio superstar. Everybody's going to know you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. What are your thoughts?
Well, so the more bedrooms that you get with the Airbnb, the higher the cost. And Jamie or Katie decides, well, you know what, maybe it should be split between five people as opposed to, you know, three. But there's also the possibility if you get two bedrooms as opposed to three, it's going to be less. There's always a couch in every place.
Oh.
The two people who are dating can have their own bedroom.
Yep.
They could have their privacy.
Yep.
And if they're dating, they're legally not married. Most likely, they're going to need a little bit of privacy. Okay, they're still in that stage. You're with somebody for 20 years.
Yeah,
you could probably, it doesn't matter if you are all in the same bedroom. Sleep in the couch, get a two-bedroom, have the cost, you know, split so that at least, you know, she could pay a lower cost for that because she doesn't have the privacy and she's sleeping on the couch.
There you go. You just want to couch it? It would be cheaper.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And I love, Angelo, how you totally insinuated that married people for a lot of years don't have romantic relations.
Probably don't.
You know what, buddy?
He's like, I'm just speaking the truth.
Correct. You are so correct. Angelo, thank you so much. Very wise man there.
I wonder if I can suggest that, if we can go.
I think you could throw a monkey wrench in the entire situation and say, hey, we need a new Airbnb, two bedroom, one couch, and I'm not paying over $140.
Yeah.
If you guys could get me in at $96, even better.
Here's the thing. If we're really think if I have to pay that much, I might as well just get my own hotel room, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
then you've got
that,
the entire hotel room to yourself.
Then it's all me. Continental breakfast, watch out. They hate to see me coming.
I only hope
that
some of them were listening today and they're going to be crazy irritated with you for this entire trip.
What do you mean? This is real life right here.
It's going to be so awkward. Never invited again. Leave Katie at home.